Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Few other foods consume as much carbon in their creation than beef. Cows need to be fed and housed for many years, and then the produce must be slaughtered, chilled, transported, frozen and then cooked. On average, 60 kilograms of carbon per cow is created. So in order to reduce that, Keepak has teamed up with Tierlon and Tesco to create a new lower carbon range of beef products using nutrition, genetics, animal health, as well as the type of cattle to cut emissions by 23% on average. And Mick O'Dowd is the head of agribusiness with the Keepak Group. Good morning, Mick.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Not too bad, Mick. Remind us of all the stuff that Keepak does these days.
Yeah, so Keepak is one of the largest beef processors in Ireland. We have plants in our headquarters is in Cluny, and we have processing plants right across the country in Cork, Quebec and Athleague. We have a lamb processing plant, we have a pig processing plant, and we've also a kind of equivalent footprint in the UK as well.
And you sell directly to supermarkets?
Sell directly to supermarkets in Ireland and the UK and across Europe. And we also sell to food service operators and wholesalers in those jurisdictions and globally as well. The carcass obviously has to go to many different markets, but predominantly from an Irish beef industry perspective, the main markets are Ireland, our home market, and Ireland and UK and Europe.
Okay, right. Now, tell us how you're going to slash emissions on beef production by 23% on average.
Yeah, so as I said, last month, together with Tesco, we launched the Bright Meat Company, which is the first to market lower carbon beef. It's verified by the Carbon Trust. It's a range of beef products coming from cattle that are born and reared on over 500 family farms throughout Ireland. These farms, as you mentioned, are members of the 2020 Beef Club. So that was an integrated supplier program that we developed with Tierlon, who are the largest dairy processor in Ireland. And as I say, the beef range is independently verified by Carbon Trust. So I suppose when we came together maybe 5-6 years ago with Tierlon, what we were looking to do, Joe, was develop a program that would respond to both what the farmer needed and the consumer demand. So I suppose the farmer, really the primary producer, they wanted more certainty in beef production. So the program delivers on that in terms of above market bonus structure and technical support to each of the 500 farmers that are finishing beef through the club. And the consumer, I suppose, wanted a good quality taste and beef product that was produced most sustainably. So as we know, Irish beef is the most sustainable in the world. And what the 2020 Beef Club has done is built on that and enhanced it. So the data points which the club members share on their farms, the work that they're doing on their farms and on their club cattle, that means that the Carbon Trust can verify those claims and as a result, the products
talk
in
to
this
me,
range.
Mick, talk to me about 22%. The genetics and how that will cut carbon emissions.
Yeah, so ICBF, the Irish Cattle Breeders Federation, do incredible work in Ireland. So what the industry has now developed is a commercial beef value, and that's really about high genetic merit bulls. So if you're using the best genetics on your cows, beef bulls, the best genetic beef bulls on your cows, you're going to be producing animals that will finish quicker and at similar carcass weight.
When you say finish quicker, it means they won't live as long. Is that right?
Exactly, Joe. Sorry, yeah, they won't live as long. So typically, the animals coming through the club in the 2020 Beef Club are up to 3 months younger than the national average. And that's driving a significant portion of that reduction in carbon. But in addition to that, the farmers, because they're signing supplier agreements to supply the cattle to the club, and they do that when the calves are born. So typically, the animals will take about 24 months for the animal to be finished, 23, 24 months. So over that lifetime...
Is this lower carbon beef more affordable, or does it come at a premium?
Yeah, so If you look at the shelf on a supermarket, you will have, I suppose, the cheaper, more value cuts and value range, and then you will have a very premium ranges. This sits in the middle, so I suppose it's affordable sustainability is how you describe it. It's a mid-tier range that's delivered on the touch points that the consumer wants.
But beef is becoming quite expensive. You only see how much you have to pay for a steak in a restaurant. It is quite pricey. Is that affecting your business?
Look, there's no doubt about it, and farmers have seen that in the last 6 months particularly, that demand for beef has dropped. And as a result of that, the retailers and the food service operators have had to, you know, adjust pricing in order to, because typically what the consumer will do is if they feel the beef is at a price point just above where they can afford and the cost of living pressures, etc., they will move to cheaper sources of protein like chicken or pork. Mm. So it has impacted to some degree across the globe. And as I say, we're market, you know, we're export driven as an industry in Ireland. So we have to respond to that accordingly. But look, it's a premium it's a really good product, beef. And a really rich source of protein. And I think we've seen in the, particularly actually the younger generation, that 18 to 34 year old group, there's a real surge in consumption of beef actually. And as I say, a product like this in the Bright Meat Company is reassuring that generation and that cohort of consumers that they can get the best product, the best type of protein, but that's produced in a sustainable way.
Okay, Mick, and best of luck with that lower carbon beef product. That's Mick O'Dowd, head of Angry Business with the Keepak Group in Clonee, County Meath. Back.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.